Well, it was an awfully tough weekend for my next guest. Awfully tough weekend for my next guest. He may live in Arlington, Texas, but he's an Oklahoma Sooners fan. And you know, Kansas State 48-41 over the Sooners. That's, and the onside kick, it looked good. It was there. I watched it. It was a great play, and he touched it at 9 3/4 yards. It didn't go 10 yards, and then he slumped into a slobbering, sobbing mess. I don't know if that's you. Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, are you all right?
No more alumni dues for me.
You're not paying. I'm not paying. No more.
That's
no
right.
More dues for you.
If you can't win, what good are colleges for if I can't win a football game?
Right.
I'm beginning to believe that colleges, maybe it's always been this way, are appendages of their sports teams.
There's some truth to that, isn't there?
Oh, it really is.
You know, in California, of course.
It's amazing what has happened. It was always that way, but it's gotten much, much worse in recent years when they can make a lot of money off of it. A former president of the University of Oklahoma, his name was George Cross. He was a very famous botanist as well, but became president of the university when their football program was really on full blast many, many, many years ago. And he made a comment one time. He had a sense of humor, and he said, "We have to have a university the football team can be proud of." I just love that.
Yeah. Well, that's the most important thing. You got to have a football team. You know, the higher education part?
That's right.
Who cares about that? It's football. Anyhow, let's move on to more important matters. Al-Baghdadi is dead after a daring raid. And I've taken this into consideration. The president took a gamble here, as you always do on these sorts of raids,
right.
Obviously.
If it would have failed, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. If it had failed, with the backdrop of the impeachment efforts and all the negative narratives that are being put forth by the Democrats, he would have been assailed for that. You know, I mean, go back to 1979. I remember the cover of Time magazine and the burned-out shells of the helicopters.
Right.
And you could see the dead American service personnel because the helicopters had exploded in a sandstorm. The turbines couldn't take it. And Jimmy Carter, those images in large part helped Ronald Reagan win the presidency, I believe, a few months later. Your thoughts?
And oh yes, and the holding of Americans in Tehran by the Iranians. You know what is amazing is how a country can turn in a minute. Iran used to be a very secular, very pro-American country. I've had many Iranian students in my class, and still do over the years, and they're wonderful, but the government is awful. And I ask them, I say, why don't you do something? They say, it is so brutal that a brutal government can put down the population fairly well. It's not easy. So a brutal government like in Iran can hold everybody else as a hostage.
So as you look at this, do you find the timing interesting that yesterday Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats announced that they'll be holding some sort of a formal vote this coming Thursday, but they're not clear about it. But here's Donald Trump clearly winning the 24-hour news cycle. Baghdadi's death is a big deal, both strategically and as far as messaging goes, it's a very big deal. And then they killed the number two guy as well in a separate raid.
Right.
Yeah, so he's dead too. So I believe that Donald Trump pulled a masterful head fake. We're pulling out of Syria. You know, we've had all we can take here. And so everybody's watching this hand. And with this hand, they kill him. You know, it's a beautiful magic trick. Killed Baghdadi. And then the Democrats step right up. Oh, by the way, we're going to have an impeachment vote. The timing is all too convenient. Yeah, very convenient. You can't let Donald Trump win the 24-hour news cycle.
When you look at people like Nancy Pelosi, Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and AOC, you know, I love democracy, but you wonder, what did they do in electing these people? Did anybody even know who they are? They probably not. They were elected in a gerrymandered district. Here in Texas, they're always talking about gerrymandering, and the districts are gerrymandered in favor of the Republicans. Well, before that, they were gerrymandered in favor of the Democrats. But all these districts are gerrymandered. So AOC had her district. Rashida Tlaib, hers, AOC, hers, they all do. And it's really a shame. There ought to be a better way to do this.
I totally agree with you on that, but it's not going to change. But here's my question, though. As you look at all these things happening, Hillary Clinton, the they continue to say could get back into this professor. I think for me, it would be the greatest thing that could possibly happen. It'd be like Christmas for the next 15 months.
I think she's going to. I think she's actually
going
to do it at some point.
I do, too. I think she's actually going to do it because you look at Elizabeth Warren, who's unelectable. You look at Bernie Sanders, who is unelectable.
Come on, Joe.
And Joe, he won't even remember where he is by the time we get to Election Day. So, I mean, not that he remembers today. I'm sad to say. You know, I think Joe Biden's probably a great guy to have a beer with. I don't want him in charge of the country.
There was a picture, an old photo, of a video of Joe Biden hanging on to Barack Obama somewhere. I mean, literally hanging on to him. And that's Joe Biden, what he's always done, is hang on to somebody, you know, just and hopefully they'll bring them both across the goal line.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, this notion that he asked, discussed with Barack Obama endorsing him, and he said, I don't want Barack Obama's endorsement. Yeah, okay. Of course you want Obama's endorsement. It's the only thing you want.
Quickly. I think Barack Obama, I'm just guessing, doesn't want to endorse a loser, and that's exactly what a lot of it may be.
Yeah, there you go. At any rate, Professor, we'll leave it there. Sorry about the whole Kansas State thing. I thought the onside kick was there. You know, I did. I felt terrible.
Yeah, it was good. But if you're going to have a football team, have a football team. That's it.
Well, I agree with that. You know, the fact of the matter is Oklahoma's not out of this yet. Anybody that thinks that Oklahoma's out of this race is out of their mind. I'll just say that, Professor. Hope for you on this day.
I'm holding on.
There you go. All right, Professor. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, as always.
Thank you very much, sir.
Professor Alan Sachs. He's been coming here for 8 years. 8 years. Great voice, great contributor. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.